worship should declare how great you are.
God, that you poured out for us. God, we never want to forget the gospel. We, every single day, God, want to meditate on what your son did for us. God, we just pray that you would lead us there. God, that you would lead us to the cross daily. God, that we would find our knees at the base of your cross. God, looking up into the eyes of a Savior.
For my ransom.
you, Lord. Thank you for leading us, God, tonight into your presence. Thank you for being here with us, God, showing us how to become more like you and just to praise your name tonight for the opportunity to give you all the glory that you deserve every moment of every day. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, God. In Hebrews 11, God talks about the promises of him and about how in faith people were given what they needed, and even if it didn't happen in their lifetime, that God was always faithful because of the faith that we had in him. And it says, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. We're here tonight not for anything other than to seek God. We're here tonight only to praise him for who he is and to learn more about him through his word. We're here to encourage one another, but also to build our own faith. Because by building our faith, we're building the kingdom. By building our faith, God is building in us. And we're about to take of our tithes and offerings, and most of us know what it means to give of your life and to give 10%, the first fruits of your life, because it's what is taught. But I heard someone put it this way. God doesn't use tithing as a way to get something from us. Rather, he's teaching us as his children how to be good stewards of our money. He's giving us everything in our lives, and this is one of his ways to teach us how to give back, and how if we give it to him, it's given back to us tenfold. It's being a good steward of your life, but not only of your life, but of your time, and not only of your time, but of your money. Just being a good steward, that's all God calls us to do. And it's such a minimal thing, and it's just important to keep that at the forefront of your mind. When you are giving, when you are tithing, when you bring your offerings, just remember that it's really just because it's your father is telling you how to do this. Just as like your own fathers or your own parents or someone in your life taught you how to be a good steward of your own money and how it takes time and energy to build money in your life. And it takes your life spent trading it for something. Well, what are you going to give back to God? All he calls us to do is give back that 10%, and anything above that is an offering to him. Lord, we just thank you that you just want to teach us to be your children. You want to teach us how to love each other more and how to find your presence more. And you just teach us through your word. Lord, we pray tonight that you would bless this offering, bless the tithes, and you would just help us to understand you more through this sacrifice of our lives, God. That you would show up in our lives even more today, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Come and give. Thank you.